USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. Attorney General Merrick Garland has released the findings of the Justice Department report on the Minneapolis Police Department, and it is not kind. It found the department routinely discriminates against minorities and violates the rights of people exercising protected speech. The investigation began after the death of George Floyd at the hands of a Minneapolis police officer about 2 years ago.
His death has had an irrevocable impact on the Minneapolis community, on our country, and on the world.
Garland says federal and city officials are working on a consent decree to make changes. The man who killed 11 people inside a Pittsburgh synagogue nearly 5 years ago has been found guilty of murder and hate crimes. The shootings at the Tree of Life Synagogue, the deadliest anti-Semitic attack ever in the USA. He served an 8-game suspension and said he was sorry for a video showing him flashing a gun. But now the NBA's Ja Morant will sit out 25 games next season after the Memphis Grizzlies star was caught on video doing it again. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken's heading to China for a long-delayed visit with leader Xi Jinping.
This is a visit that was supposed to happen 4 months ago and was called off by the Secretary of State when that Chinese balloon was shot down. The relationship was already having a particularly bumpy year then, so the expectation or the hope is that both sides can show that they can manage this relationship responsibly.
Correspondent Janice Mackey-Fryer in Beijing. A heat wave that's blanketed the South all week is not letting up today. Heat indexes of around 115 degrees in store for much of Texas. The heat's the least of the worries in Perryton, Texas. Residents are recovering from a pair of tornadoes that hit the small town yesterday. At least three are dead, more than a dozen hurt. Another person was killed in a tornado in Escambia County, Florida. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
First, it was holding up some presidential appointment confirmations. Now some congressional Republicans are finding new ways to protest the charges filed against former President Trump.
Some Republicans in Congress are threatening to block funding to the DOJ in response to what they call a politically motivated prosecution of former President Donald Trump. Representative Andy Harris says it would, quote, send a message to the FBI that they have to act more responsibly if they want to spend over $1 billion. Republican Senator J.D. Vance said he would put a hold on all Justice Department nominees indefinitely, except for those nominated to serve in the U.S. Marshals Service. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has proposed a measure that would defund Special Counsel Jack Smith's office and its investigation into Trump's handling of classified documents. The new FBI headquarters would replace the deteriorating J. Edgar Hoover building in downtown D.C.
That's correspondent Aaron Rial. It'll be mid-January for the second defamation trial pitting retired author E. Jean Carroll against the former president. She's suing again over comments Trump made in 2019 about her allegations that he sexually assaulted her. Federal authorities believe they've solved a nearly 20-year-old string of art thefts. They've charged 9 people with being part of the multi-state burglary ring that hit more than 20 museums and other places in Pennsylvania, North Dakota, and New Jersey. Among the stolen items, paintings by Jackson Pollock and Andy Warhol, and some sports memorabilia. Some of those trophies were melted down, their gold and silver sold in bulk. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.